Welcome to the Akigawa Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We hope this resource will help you in your walk with Jesus as you grow more and more into His image. For more information about Akigawa Baptist Church, please visit akigawabc.com. Now, enjoy the sermon.
Well, let me ask you a question. Who are you right now? Because you are in Jesus. What is yours today because of what you have in Jesus? And really the question is, how much does this help you in your walk with Him as you live today as a Christian, as one who follows Jesus? How does it help you the more you are aware of these things, right? That's a good question, right? Think about it. Like when you woke up today, did you think about how you were literally set free from slavery to sin? Did you think about as you're walking through the day today, and then as you go to bed tonight, everything that happened today, whatever mistakes you make, whatever mistakes you made, whatever mess ups you did today, they've all been fully and completely forgiven because you are in Jesus. Even right now, you are declared as one who is fully righteous by God because you are in His Son, Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Man, just as you got out of bed, even today, you get out of bed, everything that you need for the day has already been prepared for you, has already been taken care of by God Himself. He made sure that everything you need for today, you've got it. You're all taken care of. That's just amazing, right? And all of this is because we are in Christ. And here's the thing. This is the amazing thing, is literally, it's just the tip of the iceberg. We are literally, it's just the beginning of who we are and what we have because we are in Jesus. Today and next week, we're going to look at another aspect of who we are in Jesus. Specifically, the aspect of how you and I are protected because we're in Jesus. You and I are protected. You know, if you've been a Christian for any amount of time, you know that we face attacks pretty consistently throughout our life as followers of Jesus, right? Attacks are a pretty consistent aspect of our life. And a lot of the attacks that we face come from basically two different sources, you could say, two different ways. One of the first ways we face attacks is from Satan, right? Man, Satan attacks you by lying to you, by convincing you that the truths of God's words are not reliable or that you cannot trust what God tells you, right? He tries to discourage you, tries to make you bitter. He tries to even give up following after Jesus, right? And the second attack comes from within, kind of, from temptations that try to take our focus away from Jesus and onto our own selfish lusts. They attack our relationship with our Heavenly Father, and they attack our relationships with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And today and next week, we're going to learn that because we are in Jesus, because we are in Christ, we have everything we need to be fully and completely protected from each kind of attack that we face. So my hope is this, that the more you're aware of your protection in Christ from each of these attacks, from each specific way God protects you completely and fully, He gives you everything you need to be protected by in Him. I hope that the more you get it, the more you know about this, the more you're aware of this, that you will actually start using this protection that's fully available to you each and every day. More and more, be aware of your protection and start using that protection. That's my hope today, all right? So we're going to start today by looking at the first kind of attack that we face, the kind of attack that comes from Satan. And it's true that Satan is a very powerful enemy. He is not somebody that we should be taking lightly because Satan has been able to hurt so many people because of the way he attacks, right? He's not somebody to be taken lightly. And this is why Jesus often warns us in Scripture to be aware, he warns us of his tactics. He alerts us of how he attacks. He tells us to be aware of him, right? Basically, he says, know your enemy, know him. One of the ways he gives us his protection is by revealing the tactics of our enemy. And his primary tactic, the primary thing that Satan does to attack us, is by lying to us. He tries to deceive us. This is literally how Jesus describes Satan as the father of lies. If you look in John 8, 44, Jesus is having a conversation with the Pharisees, those who are living hypocritical lives, deceitful lives, and basically living a two-faced life. And this is how Jesus describes Satan in his condemnation of the Pharisees. He says this, John 8, 44. This is what he says. Ye, speaking of the deceitful, hypocritical Pharisees, you guys are of your father, the devil. And the lusts of your father ye will do. He, Satan, the devil, he was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whoa. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Jesus makes very clear that Satan is a liar. It's his very embodiment of who he is. He is a liar and the father of it. So here's a question. How does Satan use his lies to attack you? How does Satan lie, and how do those lies affect, how do those tactics come up on you, right? Have you ever thought about how the Bible uses two different kinds of animals to describe Satan, specifically in his attacks towards you? Well, the first animal that is used to describe Satan's attacks is the form of a serpent, right? A snake. In Revelation, there's a passage that ultimately describes how Satan is going to be defeated one day. And it's found in Revelation 12, chapter 12, verse 9. And this is how Satan is being described. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Satan is described as a serpent, right? And think about how Satan attacked Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, right? He attacked them with subtle lies, right? He casually questioned the truths of God. Is that really what God said? I mean, like, for real? Are you sure that's what he said? Are you sure? Maybe, are you sure God doesn't have like a little secret motive behind why he's telling you this? Are you sure that if you eat this fruit, you're really going to die? You're probably not going to die. You're probably going to be okay, right? He throws in these subtle seeds of doubt, right? He hides his lies by wrapping them up in a little bit of truth, just like he did as he tempted Satan tempted Jesus. He throws in a little bit of scripture to make it look like what he's saying is good, when it's actually a little bit of truth wrapped into lies. He distracts you a little bit by giving you something that seems important to draw your attention away from Jesus. Just a little bit, not much, just a little bit. He pulls you gently away. Just a little here, just a little there. Gradually, just by degrees, he pulls you away, right? Subtle attacks, just like a serpent. And if one way is a subtle attack, the other way that Satan attacks is bold and aggressive. Satan is also described, the other animal that Satan is described as a roaring lion. Peter describes Satan in this way in 1 Peter 5:8. He says this, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, your enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Sometimes Satan comes at us, charges at us like a roaring lion, violently roaring out his lies to us. He roars terrible threats to us to make us tremble in fear or discouragement at his terrifying roars. He charges at us, and he does this in times when, like, the path that we're on seems a little bit uncertain, a little bit dark. He charges at us when we're going through moments that test our faith, or times even when we're weak or when we're tired. He tries to take advantage of these moments. These moments were designed to build our faith in Jesus, and he tries to manipulate those into moments that cause us fear, to doubt, to be discouraged, or even to give up. But we have to understand that this is just another one of Satan's tactics. They're lies, subtle, quiet lies, or bold, outrageous lies. But the thing is, as loudly as Satan roars, there is nothing that Satan can do to you as a child of God that God himself has not allowed him to do. He is a lion, but he is a toothless lion. The thing is, even though Satan recognizes this, he does whatever he can to intimidate us, to connive against us. He will do everything he can to pull with his lies, to subtly pull you away from your father. And he will do everything he can with his lies to cause fear, to cause discouragement, to cause distractions or doubt in your life. And this is why in 1 Peter 5:8, the one we just read, Peter says, be sober, be vigilant, be aware, recognize the tactics of your enemy. Watch out for them. Be wary of them. Know them. We need to understand that there will be fighting. There will be attacks of Satan towards us, right? But even though Satan does everything he can to attack us, we also need to recognize that we have complete protection in Jesus because we are in him, right? Remember that. Remember those times when Satan sneaks up to cause doubt in your life, that you have full protection because you are in Jesus. Remember those times when Satan attacks you violently, roars his threatenings to you, that you are fully protected in Jesus. So how are we protected? How do we see the protection that we have that is available to us because we are in Christ? And probably the best place to look at that is Ephesians chapter 6. Look with me, Ephesians chapter 6. And we're going to look at verses 10. We'll start out looking at verses 10 and 11, right? This is what it says. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10 and 11 say this. Finally, my brethren, this is the beginning of our protection. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Why? That ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The first aspect of our protection is that Jesus gives us his strength to stand against Satan. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Jesus's strength in us. We're going to talk about that strength a little bit in more detail over the next couple of weeks, right? And so look forward to that. It's really interesting. It's amazing, right? Jesus makes us strong and powerful, not in our own strength, but in his strength in us. And we're going to see that, right? Look forward to that. It's going to be amazing. But then, secondly, he gives us his armor. And this armor comes specifically from your Heavenly Father. It's part of his provision for you, like we looked at last week. It's already there. It's already made available for you to make full use of. And because of this armor, you can stand fully protected from Satan's attacks against you. You do not have to be exposed to his attacks. This armor is specifically designed to give you something that is more than physical protection. It's designed to fully, completely protect you against the spiritual attacks of Satan. Look at what verse 12 and 13 says. It addresses this, right? It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So it goes way beyond just physical protection. It protects a spiritual protection. This is why in verse 13, it says, wherefore, like it's a spiritual armor, and this is why you need this. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Why? That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. There are several ways that this armor protects you. And here's the thing. Like the more you study this, the more you take time, just dig into the word and understand your armor. You know, sometimes, you know, we look at our armor and, you know, if you've been in the military, you know this, right? Know your weapons, know your defenses. The more you know what they can do, the more it'll help you when you come into conflict, right? And that's what he's talking about. The more you study it, the more you'll understand the protection that it gives you. And for today, and I've gone through this armor in detail quite a bit earlier, a couple of years ago. So for today, and for the sake of time, I'm only going to cover just the specific ways in which each particular armor protects you from a specific lie that Satan attacks you with, right? But when you have time, study this passage. Take time yourself to look through this, to really understand how the armor works. Verse 14 says this, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness." The first aspect of our armor is the belt of truth. You know, what's the best thing to stop any lie? What's the best thing that you can have that will stop a lie dead in its tracks? The answer? The truth, right? If you have the truth, no lie can get past. Literally, God, that's what God gives you. He gives you the very thing that you need to prepare yourself for any attack that Satan throws at you. He gives you truth that never changes. It's constant. It's reliable from generation to generation, to your generation right now, to the following generation, to your kids, to your grandkids, to your great-great-grandkids. This truth is constant, consistent, and continually reliable. It's truth. It doesn't change. He also gives you the breastplate of righteousness. When Satan builds you up with the lies of pride when you do well in your spiritual walk, and then when he tears you down with the lies of accusation when you mess up, when you stumble, when you trip and fall, he builds you up with pride. Hey, look, you're doing pretty good there. And then he tears you down when you fall. God gives you the breastplate of righteousness to remind you that your righteousness comes from Jesus. His righteousness in you is fully complete in you. That's an amazing thing to think about. Let's go on to the next verse, second verse, or verse 15. "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." See, sometimes Satan tries to discourage you with his lies of fear in times of storms and difficulty. But God gives you a secure footing, your feet shod with the preparation. He gives you boots with grip so you don't slip and fall. Through those times that you are going through discouragement, when the road seems slippery, when you're faced with fear in those times of difficulty and those storms of struggle, he gives you boots with grip, so that you don't fall, you don't slip and fall, by reminding us what? Of the peace that we have with God and the peace that we have in God. We have peace with him because of who he is, because of who we are in Christ, and we have peace in him in how he sustains us and he protects us and he cares for us. Verse 16, we continue to look at the passage. "Above all, taking the shield of faith," taking the shield of faith, "wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." When Satan tries to attack you with those fiery darts of lies that convince you to doubt God's provision in your life, when God gives you, at those times, God gives you the shield of faith, and that protects you from those lies. It helps you to trust him, not just in his ability to save you, the shield of faith in your salvation in him, but literally to trust him each day in how he cares for you, in how he guides you, in how he protects you. The shield of faith, not just in your salvation, but in God's daily provision for you as you see it lived out. So when those fiery darts, when those lies come in, that shield protects you like Captain America's shield, kind of, you know what I'm saying? But apologize for that. Verse 17, let's keep going on. "Take the helmet of salvation," the helmet of salvation. When Satan attacks us with lies to discourage you in the difficulties of life, to make you defeated in the struggles, And God protects you with the helmet of salvation. It's this assurance that you have in your salvation in Christ. This salvation, this helmet, isn't just in the aspect that you are saved, but also in the hope that comes from that salvation. That one day you will be with Jesus forever and ever and ever. It is that hope in you that defeats, that discourages, that protects you from Satan's lies. Those lies of discouragement, those lies of being defeated in the struggles you have. Here's the thing though, God doesn't just give you armor to protect yourself. He also gives you weapons with which to stand against Satan, to have victory over Satan, even when he is attacking you. First, he gives you the very word of God. Verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. He gives you his very word, which the Holy Spirit uses in you to help you to not only have victory against Satan's attacks in your life, but also to help others find that freedom in him as you share the word with those around you. The first weapon is the word, the sword of the Spirit. Verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. You also have the weapon of prayer, not just the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, which helps you and those around you. You also have the weapon of prayer, the Holy Spirit in you, helping you as you talk with your Father and ask him to help you and protect you and guide you. This weapon is both for you as you talk with your Father and for your brothers and sisters as you are in supplication for them, as you intercede for them in prayer. You use this weapon of prayer not only to defend yourself, but also to help in protecting your brothers and sisters in Christ who are going and facing the attacks of Satan's lies themselves. You have that weapon. You have both weapons fully available to you. So knowing that you have full protection against Satan's attacks of lies against you, knowing that you have that full protection, how do you respond in the complete protection that God fully provides for you? This is really interesting. Throughout the Bible, you are going to see the same answer. Three times in our passage in Ephesians, we saw this: stand against Satan, having done all to stand. Stand therefore in the power of his might. Constantly we see in Ephesians, Paul says, stand against Satan. James says the very same thing. James, the pastor of the Jerusalem church, in James 4:7, James says this, submit yourselves therefore to God, and then do what? Resist the devil. And what happens? And he will flee from you. There is a standing, there is a resisting, there's a standing against that we see. Peter tells us the same thing. Remember 1 Peter 5, verse 8, where it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The next verse says this, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Peter says the same thing. Resist Satan. Stand against him. Don't give in to his lies, because there's nothing behind them. He's a toothless lion. Because you are in Jesus, you can stand firm in the protection that he gives you. You have the ability in the strength that Jesus gives you to stand against Satan, in the protection that God provides for you to fully defend yourself against Satan's attacks. So don't let him discourage you. Don't let him distract you. Don't let him cause doubt in your Father's care and provision for you. Stand against him. Resist the toothless lion. Because you are in Christ, because you are in Jesus, you have full protection. Satan's attacks cannot, literally cannot, destroy you. You have full protection. You have Mandalorian armor basically. Spiritual Mandalorian army. I don't know why I'm throwing up all these kind of different references, but it's true. You have full protection, full provision in Jesus. God takes care of you in this way. Satan may attack you. He may try to deceive you. He may try to discourage you. He may cause you doubt. He may distract you. But all of the things that Satan does, God says, I've got protection for this. I've got protection for that. I've got protection for this. So take these things that I've given you to protect yourself and put them on. Know your weaponry. Know your armor. Know the devil. Know your enemy. And knowing these things, start wearing them. And using them to protect yourself against the attacks of Satan. He may attack you. He may seem fearful. He may seem discouraging. He may try to subtly pull you away to distract you from following after Jesus. But know this, you have full protection for it. It's yours to have, it's yours to wear, and it's yours to use. So use it. Stand against Satan. Don't let him take over. Don't let him take your life and ruin it. You have the protection, so wear it. Let's pray, shall we? Jesus, again, we are reminded of the goodness that you have for us. All of the things that we have, all of the things that we are, because we are in you. Father, thank you for providing us with this amazing, amazing armor. Help us to know our armor. Help us to know our enemy, to recognize the attacks that he faces, that he attacks us with, to see through, to discern what are Satan's attacks. And help us to confidently rest in the armor that we have, to stand confidently against our enemy, knowing that your protection is fully capable of any attacks that Satan throws our way. Because we are in Jesus. Thank you. Amen.